I'm the CEO of the S Network. I've run it for 7 years. It's the number one regional sports network in the United States by any measure. So whatever it is, whether it's production or the business side of the business, reports into me and I run the place. In the media business, in the entertainment business, you only have two assets in the media business. Number one, you have the content, right? And we are lucky. We have the New York Yankees, the greatest content, you know, in the history of the world, the most powerful content in the history of the world. The second thing we have as an asset are the people, right? We're only good as the people who are working here can make that content and can make that business. So human capital is really our only capital. And the Industrial Labor Relations School, that's really what it's about. It's about human capital. And so studying, industrial labor relations really gives you a leg up from the standpoint if you're in a business where people are really what make the business. In the entertainment business in particular, you need to be able to use both sides of your brain, the left brain and the right brain side of your brain. And the ILR school, being in a bigger part of the universe, uses that part of a brain that really most people who go into business don't classically have an education and don't classically have a training in. So it gives you a little bit of a differential advantage when not only are you analytical, but you can deal with the people aspect of it also. And, ILR is one of those places where you can do it, and Cornell's an environment where you can do that. 30 years later, after I've gotten out of, the ILR school, when I have a business problem, when I have a business thought, the first thing that comes to my mind is my human resources, my human capital, getting the most out of my people, having a great work environment. All of those things are where my mind starts, because that's how I was taught to learn. That in learning, that's how I was taught to think. Those were the first things that came into my mind, and that's differentiated me versus somebody who just, I got an MBA at Stanford, they got an MBA at Stanford, they were an engineer. They don't even think about the human element. And at least in my business, really, that's where the value is.